This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Everybody wants to capture moments, whether it's a football match, a festival, or just time spent with friends. But turning those moments into something cinematic is a real skill. Videographer Ronan O'Donnell knows exactly how to do that. From filming at Electric Picnic to High Rocks events, Ronan is the creative eye behind the camera, capturing content that stands out. Today we're catching up with him to talk all things videography, creativity, and how he built his career. Ronan, welcome to the show. First off, what sparked your interest in videography? And when did you realise it could become more than just a hobby?
Yeah, I suppose I was actually a primary school teacher for 8 years. And whenever COVID came, it was probably the shutdown for a lot of things, but it probably was the start and the spark of my career. And it started off by really, I just bought a drone and I climbed every mountain in Donegal and chased every sunset and sunrise and just tried the video and kind of really found that really fulfilling. And it was just, you know, that's what started it really, just posting a little bit on my own personal page. And then, you know, I bought a camera then after I realized that there's probably a bit more to life than just a drone, I suppose. And then, yeah, I was balancing teaching and videoing for a while. And then I kind of, I remember one day, especially maybe 3 or 4 years ago, my friend, Aidan, he's also a photographer. He just said to me, he's like, look, you kind of need to go after this. He's like, you know, you're still kind of, you're either going to go full in or not going at all. And ever since that day, I've just been full commitment to it. And it's thankfully provided me with some amazing opportunities. And yeah, I love what I do. And it's something that I really give 100% to. Yeah, it's an amazing career, and I'm very, very grateful for the opportunities I've had.
You went then to build your own brand, Drone and Media, which ties in quite well with drones and the fact that your name is Ronan as well. People think that a lot of the time, you know, they have the wrong impression of what videography is or capturing footage in any capacity. People think it's just about pressing record and stuff like that, but there's so much editing and skills that goes into it. How did you go about developing those for yourself?
I suppose you need to give it 100% commitment, and then you know yourself that you're not going to have any regrets with it. I'm completely self-taught, and like the university YouTube was where I learned all of my skills. And to be honest, a lot of it was, you know, chasing after opportunities, saying yes to everything, and really just learning from every mistake that you make, because like nobody has it all figured out. It doesn't matter what career or pathway you're in. And you know, whenever you go into a job, you'll make a mistake and then you'll know not to make that mistake the next day. And it's just, it's practice and perseverance and everything. And look, there's, you know, there are quite an amazing opportunities with it, and I've got to travel and, you know, find myself in some ridiculous scenarios that I never would have imagined myself to be in. But like that all comes along with the hard work that's put into it. You know, there's a lot of late nights and early mornings that, you know, a lot of people don't see. And, you know, there's sometimes you're looking at hours of footage and you're trying to figure out how you're going to get it into a minute video or a 2 minute video or whatever it is. And, you know, it's there's definitely a lot to it, but it's something that I really love to do.
What has been, if you could pick one, your favorite opportunity so far that you've gotten as a result of this? Some of your opportunities, like you may want just for me to mention, just to remind you, obviously you've been off Electric Picnic and Pints in a Field with the Two Johnnies as well. What has been the highlight for you thus far?
I suppose I started like after, you know, chasing sunsets and hiking and all that there, I tried to delve into a little bit of music and, you know, festivals and stuff. And, you know, working at Electric Picnic is always one of the highlights of the year. And this year or last year, I was able to work at it with Red Bull. And, you know, it was really a career high, I suppose. You know, getting to work with one of my favorite brands and creating content for them over the weekend was incredible. And then, as you said, Pints in the Field with the Two Johnnies, you're there. Obviously, I'm not in front of 20,000 people, but you're nearly on the stage with them and you're kind of getting that buzz and seeing what happens behind the stage and, I suppose, giving all the viewers a feel of what happens behind the scenes. But I think last year there was through Red Bull, I got to work with a driver called Finn McLaughlin, who's on his way now to Formula One. He's an F3 driver, but I followed him throughout his whole basically campaign last year, and we travelled all around Europe and the UK and everything. And I suppose it was one of those slow burners that you're creating content consistently over the few weeks, and then at the end of it, he won the championship, and it was an incredibly, you know, being with his family and being with him throughout the year. It was nearly an emotional ending to the year, and it was something I'll always remember. You know, because sometimes, you know, you are creating stories and creating content, but you have to remember there's people behind all the stories, and you know, you're trying to showcase what you see, but you are making connections throughout that as well. And I suppose that's one thing that I really do enjoy, and probably a transferable skill I've had from, you know, teaching, is that communication and relationship building. And because, like, when you go out making your own brand or trying to develop your own brand, you're on your own and you're sitting in this office or, you know, your little space that you've created, and you're talking to people, yeah, but you go from a situation where you have no, or where you have so many colleagues and you're speaking to people every single day and you're speaking to people at break time, and then you're kind of, you're a little bit isolated. So I do really value those connections and relationships that you make with clients. And I suppose that's what kind of helps you develop then over, that you can, you know, you can create and deliver your content is one thing, but also having those connections as well is really important.
Is your inspiration quite often taken from those people behind the stories? Because obviously, you know, I'm sure the stories can tell themselves in some capacities, but there needs to be that heavy involvement from you to get that across to people as well.
Hugely. And I think that's, so the more you work with people and the more, like, you know, the more you work with people and the more you get to know them, the more insight you have, and it's much easier then to create a story. And kind of, you know, sometimes whenever you're working with brands or working with people, you know, you're only maybe getting a little flash of what they really are because you're only maybe creating one project or whatever. But whenever you work with people consistently, then you definitely get to know them a little bit better, and it definitely helps or enhances your ability then to tell the story. Because look, at behind everything there's human, like, there's a human side to it, and people love to know, or people love to feel that they know the people behind the screen. And because, you know, everybody's out there just trying their best, you know, everybody's out there, whatever career they're in or whatever they're doing, they're, you know, everybody wants to be successful in their own field, and I suppose it's my job to come in then and showcase that, you know.
If there's someone that is thinking about starting off in a career similar to yours, what would be the biggest skill they should focus on developing first?
Oh, I would say it's resilience, to be honest. That resilience, that it's not just going to happen overnight. Like, an overnight success might take 10 years, or it might take 5 years, it might take any amount of time. And, like, be open to the fact that you will make mistakes, and probably don't be as critical on yourself as you know, we tend to be. We all, like, we're all our best friend, but our number one enemy at times as well. And I suppose it's a case that you need to be resilient, you know, chase after opportunities, because a lot of the things and a lot of the, you know, places I've found myself in now are places that I've really just chased after, things that I've seen and things that I really wanted to go after. Say yes to everything as well at the beginning. You know, you need to build up your portfolio, you need to build up your skill set. Like, I've by no means figured it out yet, and I'm always learning still. You know, there's always something that you're going to learn from each shoot, and even, you know, working with people as well, you know, like, whether it's other videographers or photographers or content creators, it doesn't matter if they've just started or if they're at the job for 10 years, you'll learn something from them, whether that's, you know, their people skills or their ability to handle pressure or their, you know, their application to the job. So I suppose it's just going into everything with an open mindset. You know, there's nobody that has it completely figured out, and I don't think anybody ever will, but it's just, you know, you need to give yourself the best opportunities to learn and develop over the course of time.
And as you said, take the opportunities that are given to you as much as you can.
100%.
I know, yeah, there's a lot of people nowadays starting careers in content creation, for sure, and they're taking to social media in particular to showcase that and to have a career. Where do you see, as a result, the future of videography going?
It's a really interesting topic, and I've spoken to my friends about this as well, but I think, even, you know, like, people will say that the market's saturated and everything, and, you know, the introduction of AI and stuff can potentially, you know, make the future uneasy. But I mean, going back to the people skills and the personal skills, like, clients always are going to want to speak to somebody and get to know them and have that relationship with them. And I think there's room for everybody. And that's what I say to, you know, anybody that's ever considered, you know, getting into the career. There's room for everybody, as long as you, you know, can fine tune your skill set, or, you know, create a value to a company, or, you know, whether it's a person. I just think there's definitely room for everybody out there. And whether that be content creation, whether that be videography, whether it be, you know, whatever side of it you want to go into. Yeah, I think there's definitely room for everybody. And once you give it your full 100% commitment, I think you can have no regrets then, you know.
Do we have any events to look forward to that you're going to be at over the next little while? Is there still plans? Oh, yeah, the cogs are turning?
Yes, we have. I'm obviously working with the two Johnnies quite a lot now, so I've got a few events with them. But I think the one that is coming up now soon is on June. I'm going to be traveling to Monaco for the Formula One Grand Prix. Along with Finn McLaughlin, he's going to be racing in Formula 3. So, I mean, that's something you watch Drive to Survive for so many years. And, you know, you only imagine yourself being in these positions or scenarios. And then, you know, thankfully one has come up now. And yeah, hopefully it all goes well. But Finn's an amazing character, and he's representing Ireland and Red Bull. And hopefully I can go along and, you know, I suppose showcase his passion and his talent and everything to his audience and to everybody from Ireland as well. So yeah, that's definitely something that I'm really, really excited about.
So where can we find you on socials if we want to follow along with that, but also what you're getting up to on the day to day?
Yeah, my socials are just Ronan O'Donnell. It's at 0DONNER. And I've delved into a little bit of posting myself at the minute. I remember somebody asking me recently, it's like, oh, where can I see your work? And it was something that I'd never really thought of before, because I always just hand it over to clients and, you know, I never really thought of it. So this January, I took some time to give a little bit of an insight into the behind the scenes of some of the projects I've worked on over the last couple of years since I've decided to go full time. So yeah, you should give them a watch, and I have a few more to post yet. So hopefully people will get a little bit of enjoyment out of them.
Well, Ronan, thank you for sharing all of that with us this evening on iRadio's group chat. The very best of luck in Monaco. That sounds like it's going to be literally the trip of a lifetime for sure. And I'm sure we will catch up with you again on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been great. And yeah, we'll chat to you soon. Thank you.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.